are you a fan of Facebook? If you are, then you might want to watch out who you make friends with, because new research shows that your friends, and even your friends' friends' friends, can make you fat. That's what emerged when James Fowler began to analyse the data from the Framingham Heart Study, in which researchers have followed the life stories of a large group of people.
So I'm really interested in all of human nature. And so one of the aspects that I'm interested in is social networks. And so my colleague Nicholas Christakis and I have looked at the Framingham Heart Study, in which we've mapped the full social network of over 5,000 people.
When you say social network, what does that actually mean?
That means friendships. That means any kind of social relationship that you might have with another person. So some of these are family relationships, like your sibling, your parent, your child. Some of these are relationships with people at work, your coworkers. Also relationships with people you live nearby, so your neighbors, same block neighbors, next door neighbors, and so on.
And how do you dissect apart these social networks so you can work out who is friends with who?
Well, what happens is we got lucky in Framingham, actually, in order to keep people coming back year after year. This is a very long-standing epidemiological study. In order to keep people coming back year after year, they kept detailed administrative records, not just on their family members, but they also asked them to name a close friend who will know where you are 2 to 4 years from now. And so we got a grant to actually turn all of that into electronic data, so we have all the different connections that people have to one another who are in the study.
And then how did you interrogate that data? What did you find?
Well, so we matched a lot of this data they already had about health attributes to the social network. And the very first place we looked was obesity. And the reason why we started there is because that's a very easy thing to measure. Every time someone comes into the doctor every 2 to 4 years, they get on the scale, they get measured for height. It's a very objective, easily measured attribute. And we were very interested to see if something unexpected could flow through these social networks. And what we found was that if your friend becomes obese, it increases the likelihood that you'll become obese. And this was true for friends, it was true for spouses, and also for siblings.
I can understand family, because of course people tend to eat together, therefore they tend to eat the same things in the same amounts. But how do you explain the friends?
Well, one other sort of interesting finding that helps to explain that is that friends who lived hundreds of miles away appeared to have just as big an impact as friends who lived next door. And so one possibility, if you found something like this, would be that what's going on is you are eating together, you're drinking together, you're exercising together. But the fact that the friends who live so far away also had an effect means that what we really think is happening is the spread of social norms. And so this is the idea that you may see your friend only once a year at Thanksgiving or something like that, and you see, hey, you know, this person's put on some weight. Maybe it's okay if I put on a little bit of weight. Or maybe they start talking about some exercise program that they've been doing, and it makes you think, you know, I really ought to get to the gym more often, and it changes your behavior.
Someone wrote to me once and said that she pursues a relative diet where she brings in big bags of donuts and cakes for everyone in the office because relative to them, when they eat them all, she stays slim.
That's right. And there were some of the more amusing commentaries to our work appeared in cartoons. And one of them was a Kathy cartoon in which the three friends, that they were talking very nervously about the study and saying, well, this doesn't mean that we have to stop being friends with each other. And then when the waiter comes over, they ask, what will you have to eat? And each points to the other saying, well, she'll have a salad and a water. So it was this idea that I think some people were sort of worried from the study that people would take away some negative points from this, like you should get rid of your friends who are overweight. And in fact, the data suggests just the opposite, that you only spread these kinds of behaviors through close social contacts, and every close social contact actually makes us healthier. And so really, so the best thing you can do is take control over your own behavior, or alternatively, try to help your friend involved in taking control over their behavior.
So if it is a sort of social factor and the spreading of social norms, the way that you say, if you look at things other than obesity, do you see the same pattern emerging with other things?
Well, we do see them emerging with a number of other things that we've studied. And so we had a follow-up study. We looked at smoking behavior. So there again, we saw, just like with obesity, that if your friend quits smoking, it increases the likelihood that you'll quit smoking. But one interesting thing that we're starting to see in a variety of these studies is that it's not just your friend that matters. It's your friend's friend and even your friend's friend's friend. In other words, people we don't know and have never met can change their behavior, and it's going to ripple through the network and have an impact on us.
Do you think you could get sued one day then for being fat and letting it rub off on your friends?
Well, it's funny you say that. There's a program in the United States called Boston Legal, And shortly after our paper came out last year, this was a plot line that one of the main characters, who is this sort of sleazy character, he's played by William Shatner, actually, you know, the old Captain Kirk, he fired one of his secretaries because she was overweight. And then she came back and sued him for firing her. And his argument was, well, here are these guys from Harvard that told you that this person's going to make me fat. And so I ought to have a right to fire her for that reason.
And the outcome?
I don't know because I didn't watch the program. I don't know whether or not she was found guilty or – I mean, I don't know like who won the case. But I do know that sort of raised this point that seemed to be in the press a lot when people were discussing our work, which was, what do you do with this information? And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people said what this means is that here are new criteria for getting rid of friends. I hope no one takes any of our research to mean that, because typically what we find is that every friend makes us better off.
So the bottom line is that friends can make you fat, but that's not as bad for your health as being lonely. That was James Fowler, and he's a researcher based at UCSD.